Argentina is showing signs of economic growth 17 months after the country's financial meltdown. The government has celebrated the end of the deep four-year recession, and some factories are expanding their capacity for export. But Argentina still is a long way from making a full recovery, NPR's Martin Costi reports.
At the end of 2001, Argentina's decade-long experiment with privatization and free markets imploded spectacularly. After years of government overspending and reckless financial speculation, the country was forced to default on its debts, freeze private bank accounts, and devalue the peso. A year and a half later, the victims of that calamity are still everywhere to be seen. Guillermo Sanchez used to have a workshop that employed 12 people. Now he sells trinkets in the street.
Yo no supe acomodarme a ese...
I didn't know how to adjust to this crazy thing that our economy became, Sanchez says, looking dazed when he thinks about everything he lost. Thousands of formerly middle-class families now make their living picking through dumpsters. So many, in fact, there's even a special seatless commuter train to make room for recyclers bringing stacks of cardboard out of Buenos Aires. Still, there are some places where it's possible to forget that there's an economic crisis. The Union and Power pipe factory, for example. Factory president Roberto Salcedo says in his 15 years at the plant, he's never seen business this good.
Bueno, la producción de la fábrica está aumentando en un 100% anualmente.
Production is increasing 100% a year, Salcedo says, and he's planning to start exporting. That's not bad considering this factory closed down in 2000. Employees like Salcedo reopened it as a cooperative in 2001 without the consent of the factory owner.
No había otra opción, era o reabrir las puertas de esto.
There was no other option. We could either reopen this bankrupt factory, or we could sit on the street with no chance of finding work, Salcedo says. Given the economic crisis, Argentine courts have allowed workers essentially to squat in closed factories and try to make a go of it. There are at least 100 factories around the country operating under similar circumstances. These worker-run factories have contributed to the robust growth in Argentina's industrial production, a 20% rise over this time last year. But the industrial recovery has been accompanied by some violent disputes. Activists from left-wing parties rioted outside this business suit factory in April after police evicted a group of workers. These workers had also taken over the factory after the owner had closed it down, but they failed to get a court's approval. Now they're camped out on the sidewalk. One of the workers, Hulse Jacques, accuses the owner of opportunism. They did this because they saw we were improving things, that there was a lot of work, and that we were delivering merchandise, Jacques says bitterly. The tug of war over the suit company is a symptom of a simmering ideological debate over what kind of economy Argentina should move toward. Leftists of various stripes accuse previous governments of deindustrializing the country in the 1990s, essentially killing off local production with cheap imports from China and Brazil. Luis Alberto Caro, a lawyer who helps to organize the worker-run factories, says he hopes the Argentine economy will now rebuild itself with a new philosophy.
La economía estaba basada en el lucro en Argentina.
The economy used to be based on profit, and children died of hunger, Caro says. So we can't have profit as the engine of the economy. Rather, the engine should be the needs of the population. Just a few years ago, Caro's sentiments would have been seen as dangerously radical in Argentina. But after the trauma of last year's meltdown, most Argentines share at least some of Caro's suspicions about the profit motive. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.